Welcome everybody to the World Service Conference 2021 Virtual Fellowship Day. My name is Jean. I'm a debtor. My solvency date is February 2nd, 1986. I'm honored to be here. And we will have three speakers in this session, which, as was stated, is on traditions 4, 5, and 6. So we will now go to our first speaker, who is Michael S., who I think I see here. Thank you, Michael.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael. I'm a debtor, and it's good to be here. Thank you very much for asking me to do service today. I've been in DA for 14 years, and I'm speaking to you from London. I got solvent in the UK. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to give back in some small way. And I hope something I say today will be of some use to someone. So tradition 4, which I reread earlier today, is each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or DA as a whole. And I actually what leapt out at me about this reading and about tradition 4, really, what really speaks to me about this tradition is that it helps us to accomplish our primary purpose. And those are actually the last few words in the traditions book that it talks about here. And that's really important because, you know, I needed the primary purpose, of course, is to help a still suffering debtor. And I really needed DA when I came into DA 14 years ago. I was an absolute mess and really, you know, contemplating suicide because I couldn't handle money, and I was in a mess because of debt. So I suppose what this is about, this tradition is about, is where our autonomy, where our independence to act as we like as groups and also as individuals ends, and where our responsibility to the wider fellowship begins. And for me, it's kind of like a wider expression of my own freedom and my own independence. You know, I have freedom and independence to act as I like, but there's a point at which that freedom and independence will affect others. And I have a responsibility on a personal level to ensure that my behavior doesn't negatively affect others. And the same is true of groups. And ultimately, it's about the primary purpose, which is helping the still suffering debtor. And I have immense gratitude for the fact that DA was there for me when I was new. And I was desperate, and people were there for me. And I heard a very clear message when I came to DA. And I think that's really another thing that this tradition is about. It's about unity of purpose, and it's about clear messages. And I needed simple, clear messages when I came to DA. And I think it's really important that groups continue to have a clear, simple message. And the first clear, simple message that I heard in DA was don't debt one day at a time, no matter what. And that was simple enough for me to understand. It terrified me, and it made me, and I didn't know how that could possibly work, but it was a simple message. And I hear that at meetings that I go to today. I've been lucky enough to go to meetings in many parts of the world, including the US and Germany. And I hear that same message. By and large, that's the message I hear. Don't debt one day at a time, no matter what. And another message which I heard, which was very clear, which has been very helpful to me, is to write down everything I spend. And that started out on a pad and a piece of paper, a pad and a pen. And nowadays I use my phone and a spreadsheet. But what my sponsor said to me is that, you know, the way that you do it isn't as important as the fact that you do it, and you do it without fail and as accurately as I can. And that's pretty much what I've done since I've come into DA. So I'm really grateful that unity of message and of purpose was very clear to me when I came into DA. And I also, you know, when I was reading Tradition 4 today, I read about, you know, the importance of DA literature, and I found The Currency of Hope to be incredibly useful and incredibly inspiring. And since then, when I came in, there wasn't a great deal of literature in terms of books. I think it was only The Currency of Hope. That was in 2007. Correct me if I'm wrong. But nowadays, we're very lucky. We have the 12 and 12 and 12, and there's even a new edition of The Currency of Hope. And there's lots of leaflets that are now available digitally as well. And again, with those pieces of literature, again, it was important that the message was clear, and that there was unity. Meetings do have different formats, you know, just as I suppose an individual's recovery may vary from person to person, from debtor to debtor. That's okay, you know, some people have a reading and then share, some people have what we call a chair in the UK. I think you call that something different in the US. It's when somebody tells their story of what happened, what it was like before and what happened, what it's like now. We call that a chair in the UK. You know, those the details of format, some people time shares back, some meetings don't. And you know, those details, you know, it's important to have that freedom, because it may be a large meeting or a small meeting. The first DA meeting I went to, there were only about five of us, but it, you know, it was the perfect meeting for me at the time. Now I go to ones a bit larger. I've been to ones that are much larger. So you know, it's good that we have that kind of freedom to as meetings to decide, you know, what works best for the local meeting.
5 minutes.
Thank you. But yeah, ultimately, this tradition to me is about responsibility. And what is, you know, what that means is I think about what I was like when I came into DA, which was, you know, a suicidal mess. And I didn't know if I had enough gas in my car to get to the meeting. And I didn't know where the food was coming from, you know, next week. I didn't know where the rent was coming from next month. This was how I lived my life. And it was a life of fear, where I was scared to go home, scared to go to work, because I owed my employer money, I owed my landlord money, and I owed my friends and family money, and not to mention banks and loan companies. that's what I have to remind myself of when I think about this tradition, because that's what this tradition is for. It's for the newcomer who is like me, or maybe like me, who turns up and needs to hear a message and needs to know that there's an entire fellowship out there. And, you know, it goes right through to the links to other groups as well. We have a GSR at our meeting, my local meeting in London, who reports to Intergroup at a national level. And then having the opportunity to connect like this on a global level, it's really important that we have that connection, because ultimately what that connection is from the group to DA as a whole is, it's like an expression of a higher power, because it's actually infinite. The power that's available when a debtor like me comes into DA, I didn't understand how it worked. I didn't understand how I managed to stop debting just by following some simple instructions, going to meetings, not debting one day at a time, writing down what I spent, and keeping in touch with debtors and getting a sponsor. How on earth could that solve all my problems? But that's because the power that's available doesn't come from me. It comes from the whole fellowship. And that's why another reason why this tradition is so important. It's so important that we stay unified and connected to others. And that was something I heard at one of my early meetings, is that the power available through my higher power is infinite. And, you know, it helps me to think about the universe when I think about that, because that gives me a pretty good idea of infinity and of the amount of power that's out there. It's something which I can't really fathom. DA has been very good to me. I've explained a little bit what it was like when I came in, and now I don't have any bank debt. I have a mortgage for the property that I bought a few years ago. I do what I like with my time. I have fulfilling relationships. I have sponsees. I have a sponsor. I do service at my local meeting. I'm a treasurer, which my mum thought was rather funny when I told her about that. She said, should someone like you really be a treasurer, Michael? but she's also seen the change, and, you know, repaying my mum the money that she lent me was one of the greatest feelings that I've had in DA, and being able to take her on holiday. And that's the kind of life I lead now. I can go where I like, and I can be present in my friends and family's life. But, you know, it comes back to that initial group that I joined back in 2007, and the fact that they were sending a clear message, and it was a message that was faithful to the heart of DA. And, you know, DA continues to do me very well, thank you. And And I think I'll leave it there, and very grateful member of DA, and thank you again for asking me to be of service.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. And our next speaker is Tina S.
Hi, I'm Tina. Grateful to be here. Thank you all for being here. Thanks, Robin, for being the Zoom host. I think it was Jane who's chairing the meeting. I'm not sure if that's your name. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to all the GSRs doing service and, you know, for all the effort and energy that goes into putting on something like this. Yeah, grateful to be here today. Tina, compulsive debtor, spender, under earner. I don't have any debt today. I'm grateful for that. Part of that is working a DA program, being clear, incredibly clear with my numbers. I had a loan that I took out in 1998 because I went back to school, and I just paid it off in 2021. So I pretty much paid from 1998 to 2021. I paid every month on that loan. And it wasn't even a huge loan, but it did take me, I don't know, whatever that is, 21 years, maybe more. I'm not sure. I can't do that. I think like 21 years, 22 years to pay it off. And I never even was focused on paying it off. I just knew it was part of my spending plan every month that loan bill got paid. And, you know, I'm kind of grateful that, you know, I didn't have anybody step in and say, here's X dollars, just pay it off now, get it over with. And I could have even done that. A couple of years ago, I got a lump sum of money and I could have just, you know, paid it off and just said, you know, let's be done with it. But I'm really glad because I think it helps me, you know. I know that's one of the DA principles. So I just wanted to give an example of my story, just a little snippet of it before I go into tradition five. Each group has but one primary purpose: to carry the message, the compulsive debtor who still suffers. And you know what I think is really, I was reflecting on why is this so hard? You know, because it seems like a no-brainer, right? Like have a meeting and have a primary purpose, you know, don't debt one day at a time, use the steps, grow spiritually, here's some tools, you know, like, why is that so difficult, you know? And I was just thinking, you know, as people, we're so complex and multidimensional, you know, and I think that when we come together in relationship, the natural thing to do is to express those complexities and multidimensionalities. And, you know, in DA, there's a time and a place for that. You know, when I call somebody one-on-one, if I get to know them and we express the various aspects of ourselves, or getting together with people outside of a meeting or developing a friendship or going on a trip. It's like, those are all areas where I can meet somebody in DA and we can be complex and multidimensional. But you know what? My belief is with this tradition, in a meeting, I don't need to be a complex, multidimensional person. I need to be a recovering compulsive debtor. And I need to keep it just that simple. And I guess I figure I could, you know, try to explain my opinions on things written in the book, but I'll just tell you my personal experience. This is how I practice tradition five. Do I do it perfectly? No. Do I think I do it pretty well? Yes, because I'm conscious of what it means. So for example, when I was going to live meetings, any shirt that had any kind of political affiliation on it or any kind of message that could be any kind of potential controversiality, I didn't wear it, you know, because I'm thinking I'm going to a meeting. I'm not here to draw attention to myself or any issue I believe in, anything. Like, I'd rather wear a white t-shirt before I wear something that's going to express things I believe in, because I don't believe that it's my responsibility to go to a meeting and show up with that dimension of me in the forefront. You know, if somebody sees a bumper sticker on my car, which I don't even like bumper stickers for that reason, I don't want to be in people's face with my beliefs, especially at a meeting. Another thing, I'm in various 12-step programs, and I think I'm probably not alone in that. I don't reference them. If I do, I reference them by I'm in recovery for other things, period. I'm not going to name, and this is me, and I guess I am, I just feel really strongly about this. I really like to keep the program that I'm in pure. And so I'm not going to tell you what those other programs are, and I'm not going to go into details about those other programs. For me, that's how I work Tradition 5. Another example is I might need help with something, but I'm not going to share that at a meeting. If anybody in the meeting knows how to, you know, crochet with, you know, this special crochet needle.
That's fine.
Oh, thank you. So if somebody knows how to do this, it's very abstruse crocheting or knitting, thing, please give me a call. Like, I'm in a DA meeting. I'm not going to announce that I need somebody, an expert crocheter, to give me a call. Not at all, because it's not germane to DA. I just feel like I want to remember who I am and why I'm there when I'm at that meeting, because I too am a multidimensional person. And if I go into the other dimensions of my essence, I'm going to be straying from the primary purpose. I'm not there to give any advice or suggestions, especially about the other 12-step programs that I work, but I will talk to people about other things offline. You know, if somebody offline, we got into a phone conversation and they said, can you teach me how to crochet? You know, like, yeah, let's meet on Zoom and I'll teach you how to crochet, which is a stupid example because I don't know how to crochet and I'm never going to know probably. But yeah, so that's one thing I wanted to share about. Let's see, what else? DA literature. Yeah, I mean, I'm just pretty, you know, by the book. At my 12-step meetings, I just want to see the literature that's conference approved. I don't want to hear people dropping titles and authors. Okay, let me just put it this way. I'm powerless over what other people do. I'm not going to tell you about a great book I read, and I'm not going to tell you the author because it's not germane. Again, on the phone, maybe, you know, on a phone conversation, if we get into it and get into other things, maybe. Let's see. It also talked about in this tradition how, like, I want to hopefully be in the solution. And some of my sharing, you know, if I'm in crisis, I get it. You know, I have no control. And in other words, what I'm sharing if I were in a major crisis. But, you know, I want to try to bring in the solution, the tools, the steps, the traditions when I share, because otherwise, why don't I just pay for group therapy? You know, I mean, I probably don't want to, but like I could go to a therapy group, you know, pay big bucks for that and really just process everything. But this is 12-step program. Let's see, reaching out and welcoming newcomers. This is a very big secret and I can't believe I'm telling you guys this, but I'm very selfish and self-centered. And so left to my own devices, I'm not going to welcome anybody. I'm just going to be into my own stuff. And so it is important that I do those steps, because the steps are the steps are what will change me from that selfish person to being somebody who can work this 12th step and carry the message and be interested in somebody else besides myself. And I have to do the work of the steps to have that spiritual awakening, because I don't know about you, but I went my whole life trying to not be a selfish person, and it got me right into the rooms and suicidal. So my way of not being selfish didn't work. So I try God's way. But yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say on the tradition. You know, I just, I so appreciate it when other people respect the traditions, and when they don't, my self-will comes up, right? My self-righteousness, because it's not up to me about how anybody else works these traditions. I need to be in integrity with myself and my program. And if I see other people breaking the tradition, or maybe they're even not, if I perceive them as breaking the tradition, I need to quickly say a prayer and say, thy will be done, because the reality is I'm in an imperfect world with imperfect people and everything is imperfect. So if I can't learn the concept of forgiveness and to let things go, you know, that's kind of, I can work these traditions, but if I work them self-righteously and I get all bent out of shape when other people don't work them, according to my standards, then I'll probably end up leaving, you know? So I really do need to learn love and tolerance as well. But it is my privilege. I love the traditions. I just love them. I think they're clear. And this one especially, I think I don't have too much trouble interpreting when it comes to, well, how do I practice this? It's like I just told you, I don't wear t-shirts, yet here I am with an American flag on my t-shirt, which was totally not done on purpose. And I guess, you know, this is an international fellowship, so that could be seen as kind of a political thing too. So again, I'm not perfect. You know, I wouldn't have worn this t-shirt if I were. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. And our next speaker on Tradition 6 is Marianne.
Thank you, Jean. I want to thank everybody who's here, because without all of you, I would not remain debt-free, solvent, and enjoy the beautiful, sane, serene life that I have. I'm Marianne S., and I came into the rooms August 14th, 1985 in Washington, D.C., through the rooms of BODA, which at the time was a part of DA. And I was not on a winning streak, let me just put it like that. And they kindly directed me to the rooms of regular DA so that I could get a personal spending plan before I launched back into trying to be a business owner. And I have remained solvent since that day based upon my spiritual condition and gotten a reprieve from debting. And so I just want to go ahead and read this tradition. For me, all of these traditions stress primary purpose, which is to not incur any new unsecured debt and to help the debtor who is still suffering inside the rooms and outside the rooms. And the best way I can help any debtor is for me to remain solvent and to not incur any new unsecured debt. And what I want to say is that even today, here's my little paper notebook here. Even today, I hand record, and I carry this with me everywhere. I record everything that I purchase. I keep it near the computer in case I have to purchase something online. And if I go to the grocery store, I do the same. Now, let me go back and read this tradition. This is tradition 6, right in the middle of all of the other traditions. And thank you so much to the people who preceded me. It was beautiful. A DA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the DA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose, which is not to incur any new unsecured debt and to carry the message to the debtor who still suffers. So that means that I need to stay focused on my primary purpose and have no other reasons for being in DA. And then and today is still the reason I am here. I enjoy the fruit of this program, which is the sanity that I have, the serenity that I have. I have some lovely material things that have been given to me for this lifetime, for which I'm very grateful. But the most rich thing, I had somebody call me the other day, and they were trying to tell me that they were less than. And they were telling me how rich everybody else was. And then I just said, what is rich? Rich is having the relationships of love that are honest that I have today. I did not have them when I first came in this program. When I first came in this program, I did not feel that I was lovable because I did not have assets and money beyond what I thought I needed to have. And so this program and its focus of primary purpose of keeping our eyes all the time on not incurring unsecured debt. And to remember, I'm going to confess something right now. I have done so much research because I really wanted to give a good speaking, because I so much want to give whatever it is you need to be solvent and to enjoy the happiness and prosperity that I have. And so I researched and came up with 6 typewritten pages. And then last night I was up late trying to figure out, so, okay, I have 3. And this is the core. And then my husband said to me, Marianne, can you just speak from your heart? And so what my heart says is this is a spiritual program. Because I can tell you how many years have I had, some decades. It's still about my higher power. And what this tradition says to me is nobody can tell me what my higher power is. It's up to me to define that and to find that and to hang on. And so it has been a journey for me. And I can what I wanted to say is after all these years of being in DA, there are still times that I come to the table and I think, oh, everything is against me. I'm in a pressure relief group. Everything is not going to work. It's all against me. And what I have to say is that it's about my higher power. It has always been about my higher power, and it is still about my higher power. And in keeping a clear focus, it takes consciousness. And so for me, meditation has been very important. The inventory taking in this program has been very important, because in taking an inventory, whether it's a 10th step inventory or I redo in DA my 4th and 5th step inventory, because now I'm 10 years in the program and I remember other things that I need to look at that I couldn't think of before, then I gain full awareness and consciousness of why I have this disease of debting. So that's been very important to me, to maintain my being on track spiritually. I will never have enough money to not need this program. And that brings me back to primary purpose and focus in this tradition. I have recently had to ask myself the question, what is money? What defines money? What is currency? What defines currency? And then I get totally terrified because I'm getting older and I think, where am I going with this? Ha, I better go back to prayer and meditation and giving this to my higher power, because I believe we may be in a transition time with a new monetary system, and I want to take Debtors Anonymous with me, the spiritual way of life that I've learned in this program and my higher power, and all of you, because you are God-stand people to me. And that's why I think this tradition is so important with principles over personalities, because I can be sitting in a room and maybe somebody who just came in and is struggling says just exactly what I need to hear. So this tradition says to me, if I want to keep my focus on being solvent, prosperous, happy, joyous, free, sane, then I need to continue to participate as best as I can as a member of this beautiful program, which has blessed me so very much. And clarity is our watchword. That was something I wrote down. And then at the end, I have to give other people the dignity to be themselves. I can't tell anybody how to do this program. I can only share how I have done it. And I do believe that the tools which we have, all these wonderful tools of bookending, the telephone, recording, spending plan, action plan, and the steps. When I first came into the program, we didn't have the traditions yet. We certainly didn't have the concepts, but these are the things today which help me, are the steps, the traditions, and now our beautiful concepts in this tremendous book, which we now have. And I thank everybody who's a part of this fellowship. I am happy, joyous, and free. I don't have the answers for everything, but what I do keep in mind is that under no circumstances at all, will I debt. And for that, I am most grateful. Thank you. And I think that I can't say anything more. You all are the beautiful reason that I am here and happy, joyous, and free. I think I would have jumped off a bridge had I not found Debtors Anonymous. So thank you, all of you. I'm going to mute, and I look forward to hearing you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Thanks again to all of our speakers.